This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional Democrats are proposing a far-reaching overhaul of America's police procedures and accountability. It is a sweeping legislative response to the mass protests denouncing the deaths of Black Americans in the hands of law enforcement. However, the political outlook is deeply uncertain in this polarized election year. The Justice and Policing Act would overhaul legal protection for police, create a national database of excessive force incidents, and set new standards for police training. U.S. President Donald Trump is conflating it with outside efforts to abolish the police and says the Democrats have gone crazy. At the Capitol, Democrats read the names of George Floyd and others who died in police hands and then knelt for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the time former police officer Derek Chauvin is seen holding his knee on George Floyd's neck before Floyd dies. Bail for Chauvin has been set at $1 million. He said little during an 11-minute hearing Monday in which he appeared on closed-circuit television from Minnesota's maximum security prison. His attorney, Eric Nelson, did not contest the bail amount, nor did he address the substance of the charges in court. Nelson did not speak with reporters afterward and has not commented publicly on the case since the former officer was arrested last month. Chauvin's next appearance is set for June 29th. More than 406,000 people have now died from the deadly COVID-19 virus globally. That figure is roughly 111,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections worldwide is nearly 7.1 million, and there are more than 1.9 million confirmed infections in the United States alone, and Brazil falls behind the United States in a number of cases. This is VOA News. A group of economists declared that as of February, the U.S. economy entered a recession. It means an end to more than a decade of steady, if slow, growth. The economists said employment peaked in February and fell sharply afterward, marking the beginning of the downturn. A committee within the National Bureau of Economic Research, a trade group, determines when recessions begin and end. It defines a recession as a decline in economic activity that lasts more than a few months. The committee acknowledged, however, that in this case, the depth of the economic downturn so far also played a role in its decision. Venezuela's government said on Monday that a flight carrying humanitarian aid for the COVID-19 epidemic has arrived from Iran, which has become a crucial ally to the South American nation and U.S. sanctions. Washington has created a broad sanctions program against the government of President Nicolas Maduro in efforts to force him from power. That has led Maduro to expand an alliance with Iran, which recently supplied gasoline to Venezuela. Health experts say Venezuela is at high risk in the epidemic due to a broad economic collapse that has severely weakened public hospitals and undermined public services, including electricity and water. The South American nation's oil industry, which for years provided fuel nearly for free, is now barely producing any gasoline at all and has struggled to import because sanctions have left most companies unwilling to provide it. Iran recently sent tankers of gasoline against the wishes of the United States, helping ease chronic fuel shortages. Days of back and forth between the Koreas has led to the North saying it is severing hotlines with the South as the first step towards shutting down all contact with Seoul. That's according to North Korean state news agency KCNA. The North continues to threaten to close an inter-Korean liaison office and other projects if the South does not stop defectors from sending leaflets and other material into the North. North Korea has already stopped answering routine daily calls between the two militaries. A report accuses South Korean authorities of irresponsibly allowing defectors to hurt the dignity of North Korea's supreme leadership. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam now says a Chinese-ruled city cannot afford to tolerate any more of the chaos that has roiled in the last 12 months, with anti-government protests plunging the city into turmoil. Lam was speaking at her weekly press briefing, which coincided with the first anniversary of a mass rally against a now-withdrawn bill that would have allowed people to be extradited to mainland China for trial in courts controlled by the Communist Party. The demonstration is largely viewed as the start of the anti-government protest movement that revived in recent weeks amid fears over Beijing's tightening grip over the city. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.